In principle, that needs a long answer, I assume, which would. So first of all, you have to clarify who owns the data. That's of course something which needs to be clarified. And then you cannot only disseminate the data themselves. You also need the metadata. You have to understand what was the status of the experiment at that time. What are the all the other boundaries from simulations, etc. So it's a huge amount of data which comes in addition. I think this is too much which you can give in a first step open. So what you have to do is you have to condense it into data which are digestible for new usable by new algorithms and to work with these data. This is the way which the LHC experiments at least are doing it. From the previous accelerators, not everything is stored. Because one only learned roughly 15 years ago that how important it is, because if you don't build another accelerator of the same type, you can't repeat the experiment. You need to store the data. Yeah, it's saving not only the need to store them, but also saving money. There might be new developments and you want to reanalyze the data. But giving them out must be on a level where the data can be understood by the non-experts of an experiment. I have no negative voices heard yet, so it seems to work, but I'm not sure how many people are looking into these data. But the main thing is make them available.
All right.